Is your mama ever tell you no when you spend money your last time? Well, you're acting like a spoiled man. I know, wanting what you soon mine. Got a lot of nerve begging me to say.
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This is Did Your Mama Ever Tell You No by Oshkosh Bay's Copperbox. This performance from PBS Wisconsin's 30-Minute Music Hour. Copperbox named Bluegrass Americana Artist of the Year in the recent Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. We explore their genre-bending fusion roots rock, and you can call in along the way with your question, your comment. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Danny and Michelle Jurabic, co-founders of Copperbox. They're here both playing multiple instruments and on vocals. Danny, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Michelle, welcome.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Well, Michelle, let's start with you. Or Danny, how about, did your mom, the song we just heard, Did Your Mama Ever Tell You No, is that's a Copperbox original. What is the inspiration for this song?
It is, Michelle, take it away because you wrote it.
I was wondering who did write this song as you saw me kind of, you know, going, bouncing back and forth. Michelle, go ahead.
Well, the idea came as Danny and I have three kids here, and raising them, it was just like, wow, you know, all our kids kept coming home saying, well, so-and-so can do this. Their parents say yes, you know, and I was like, well, you know, it's not a bad thing when your parents tell you no. Our parents always told us no, you know, and raising kids, and that kind of inspired the song.
What is your process like for writing lyrics? Do they just come to you in moments, or do you sit down and you focus and write? How does it work for you?
For me, I usually generate a lot of ideas when I wake up in the morning or in the middle of the night, and I got to wake myself up and like quick write it down. And then I keep a log of inspiring things that I think might work. Or sometimes if I'm usually, you know, taking a walk outside or something, lyrics pop into my head. So I try to capture them. And then when I have time to write a song, Danny's really good at the melody stuff. So for this song, he wrote the melody actually. And I was just like, oh, I think I have something that might work. So,
Danny, do you prefer that creative process where Michelle does? Do you compartmentalize? I'm wondering. I mean, do you like to write lyrics or melodies, or do you do a bit of both?
I do a little bit of both, but I think my forte is melodies and like harmonies. You know, I'm not a very like thoughtful person. Like somebody's like, hey Danny, you want to write us a poem? And I'm usually like no. I more let like the like notes and the music kind of speak for my part of the songs. But yeah, that being said, most of the songs that I do write are they tend to be more like comedy novelty songs. That's just what kind of inspires me. I like to make people laugh.
I like that. And it sounds like you both know where your strengths lie and how best to work with each other. What is that relationship like? Because, you know, here you are working so closely with your spouse. Michelle?
That's a great question. I remember just kind of being drawn to Danny's music side, as incredible as he is a musician. And I kind of, as we've developed Copperbox, I've learned that, you know, one leader works best. If we start butting heads and like disagreeing, I do have to speak up, obviously, but we try to, you know, say our point, and then we have to move on and make a decision. But as far as like the creative process, Danny will just sit down at a piano or whatever and start playing, and I'll be in the kitchen washing dishes, and I'll peek my head around the corner and be like, I like that, you know, or something like that.
But hey, Mick, you would also, you are quick to like say, I don't like that.
You know, right, right.
You know, which is good, you know, seriously.
That instant feedback around the dishes always helps. I'm going to reintroduce you both before we go any further here. Danny and Michelle Jurabic, they're co-founders of Copper Box, that is based in Oshkosh. And as we talk with Wisconsin bands this summer, and you can join in along the way at 800-642-1234. Danny, can you go into the origin story of Copper Box and how you started?
Well, this goes back really generations with our families, both being in bands. I think like Michelle's side of the family goes back four or five generations of musicians. Both of my great grandfathers played button accordion. So, you know, I was destined to somehow end up playing accordion, even though when I was a kid, I did not want to play accordion, but here I am. And you know what? It is just, it's like the best thing, like besides Michelle and our wonderful family, but it is the best thing that happened to me. Like personally, that little 3-row button box has taken me a bunch of different places that I would have never thought that I would be, and is allowing me to be a full-time musician, you know. Who would have thought that? But Copper Box basically goes back to our polka backgrounds. And Michelle and I both played in our family bands. And right after we got married, we were both playing with our dad's bands, and we were always gone on like the weekends, you know. She was like, I am headed to Minnesota with my parents, and we're leaving Friday. What about you? And it's like, I got to be at my mom and dad's house on Friday night at 4:00. And I think we're playing in Iowa. So it was that kind of thing for like 3-4 months. And then finally it's like, we have this tough job to tell our dads that we are going to start our own band so we can be together and do our own thing. You know, we always had this like vision without even knowing, but we always wanted to combine polka traditional with like rock and roll, and from there it just kept snowballing. You know, here we like dabble with some Cajun, some like Zydeco rock kind of sound.
And let's pause right there and hear some of that. Let's hear Zydeco Boogaloo. All right, Michelle, what can you tell us about Zydeco?
I just know that I was drawn to that music from that beat, the rhythm section, the drums and the bass, and then the accordion on top of it. The first time I heard it, I was like, what the heck? I love this. It made you dance, similar to the polka music. And I love blues music and roots kind of driven music. So that was like just waiting for me to hear that. Never heard it until high school, later in my high school years. A friend of ours was a radio DJ, and he gave Danny a CD, or I think it was a cassette at that time. of different accordion music. And he's like, hey guys, I know you're into, you know, polka music and stuff, but just check this out. And he had like Clifton Chenier on there, and then he had all just these amazing artists.
I like Beausoleil and Michael Doucet. Is that?
Oh yeah.
Are you into that? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I really was drawn to the more blues influence versus the Cajun for some reason. I don't know. But I just love that driving beat, and I love to dance too. So I was like, I mean, that was the kind of workout I would have in the morning when I was exercising. It was like, put on some you know, Zydeco music. Let's go.
Oh, dear. You know, some Zydeco, they use like washboards and a variety of instruments. Danny, what do you incorporate?
Well, very, very good point. Michelle plays the washboard on a few of our songs. So, one, it always catches people's eyes. You know, they're like, now what is that band doing now? You know, kind of thing. Michelle's got the like washboard, and then she'll put it down and quick blow this awesome saxophone solo, put down the sax, put on the washboard, and we're back to, you know, and just rocking, and everybody's dancing, you know, and then even people that are not up and like dancing, you can see them dancing in their like chairs, or else they're dancing in their heads. And it is so cool. It is so in infectious. You just cannot turn it off.
Danny and Michelle Jarabek, they're co-founders of the Oshkosh band Copper Box, and we're hearing more of Zydeco Boogaloo as we take in the Wisconsin music scene. Call in with questions, a comment, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is the Bunshki Polka from Oshkosh's Copper Box as we highlight their genre-bending fusion roots rock, you may want to call it. They're recognized recently in the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. Danny and Michelle Jarabek with us, co-founders of Copper Box. Let's take a call now. Bob in Clay Banks. Bob, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Good morning. Two questions. First, did Danny write the lyrics for Howard's Grove?
Yes, I did.
I thought so. Now, I'd also heard about you guys going down to Louisiana in the winter in the past. I wonder if you're still doing that.
Yes, we haven't been there since 2019, but a bunch of our friends and fans of like the band have definitely brought that up in the last few years. So we are actually planning on it. We had two gigs lined up in 2020 that obviously we didn't go down there. So it is about time that we head on back down there and play some shows. Yes, for sure.
How are you received in Wisconsin, you know, when you're playing some Cajun music, some Zydeco, versus how audiences receive you in Louisiana or in the area of Acadiana or Lafayette, for instance?
Michelle?
I feel like it's pretty universal music in many ways, okay. Because it's music that really brings people together, and just the dancing community really, really loves that. Danny plays the accordion a little bit differently, I think, than like some of the Louisiana accordionists that use maybe one or two row accordions, but it goes over well and it's so much fun.
Let's go to Kina in Oshkosh. Kina, hi.
Hello. Hello. Good morning. Hi, Danny and Michelle. Yeah, I can ask you a million questions when you get home, but the question that I have is, you know how I admire your mad business skills and how you have created a lifestyle along with a business being professional musicians. And you've done that in a very successful way, a sustainable way. It even carried you through the pandemic, which is remarkable. What advice do you have for creative people who want to build a lifestyle and grow a family, but need to care for the business side? What advice do you have for that part of your audience?
Hi, Tina. Thanks for calling in. Advice? Man, some days I feel like we're just going 100 miles an hour to make everything work, and to pull everything off. It's really about our support bases that we have in our families and our community. As far as business, just keep going. Like, I do the booking for the band and have been for the last several years, 20 some years. We did occasionally work with some booking agents, and but I would say about 95% of our stuff is in-house. And to I just keep reminding myself there's a bigger picture than just us, playing music. Like, sometimes people come up and after a show and just share a story that's touching because to them because of our music and what it gives back, and the relationships that we've built over the many years just really fuels our energy to keep going. And to business skills, I mean, it's I used to get upset when I would go to music conferences and some successful artists would get up there and they're just like, hey, just make sure you wake up, before noon and don't be out all night. And, I was like, I'm doing that. Why is this so hard and difficult? And it seems there's always challenges that arise. And I was, like, I am doing that. Like, I get up at 6:30 to get my kids ready, and then I'm answering emails while I'm cooking and but I think the persistence and just the energy has to come from somewhere. And for Danny and I know it's, we drive home almost every night to make sure that our family situation is good. And for the rest of the guys in the band that have family, Dan Cable is on drums, who's been a huge part of our band family in the last 8 years. And currently we have Danny's brother Dave Jurabic doing the bass, and he's got family. And Dave Shila's also been on bass with us, and we all try to be respectful to everybody's family personal situation. If they need off, like, we have to do, we make it work somehow, some way. And
Dan,
we're flexible, so it just kind of all seems so far. I always say so far because
so far,
it's
you just inch it, taking it one day at a time as well. Danny, what comes up for you for advice on how to turn music into a career rather than a hobby?
really plain and simple. It's just hard work. Just always show up on time. I mean, no matter what, there's been a bunch of gigs when like I would be driving and it's like, man, we really should be turning around. What it might be some icy roads or something like that. But Copper Box is not a I don't know what is the right word. We are not quitters. Really, we just work really hard. All of our families really were like farm families. All of our parents were like country kids. So Michelle and I really work hard.
Let's go to Lindsay in DeSoto. Lindsay, hi.
Good morning. I've had the pleasure of hearing Copper Box on the west side of the state here in our La Crosse, Vernon County area. They're exceptionally good. We have a community member who has also just followed them for years and would like us to bring Copper Box to our school district for an assembly because of the diversity of the instruments they play and the, age-appropriate music. I'm wondering if there's some grants out there that you know of that can help us with offsetting your costs, and if you do those kind of school assemblies.
Lindsay, thank you. And we have just a few moments left. Go ahead.
Yes, we do schools. We've done anywhere from K through 12, and pulled them off, just exposing the kids to the different genres and all the different music styles that instruments that we've played. And there is funding. Usually it's a 50-50 split between an arts organization, like a local arts organization, and the PTO is typically how we've done it in the past.
Well, Danny and Michelle, thank you for joining us and sharing your music.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. This was a pleasure.
Danny and Michelle Jurabic, instrumentalists, vocalists, co-founders of Copperbox. More from their song here, Get Away. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Get away with you.